We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was going to ask you about your problem with position players pitching, but we
Okay.
To that
yeah, no, that's cool because also you gave me a homework assignment last night as I was getting ready to leave for the ballpark. So I took care of that homework assignment as well. But, a position play. Here's the deal. There's too freaking many of them, man. I love it. I think
too many
funny.
Position players?
Yeah. No. Too many position players pitching. Oh. People are scrambling and panicked to fill up innings with Major League Baseball because starters are done after 4 2/3. Charlie Morton last night taken out in the fifth for the Braves. That's a veteran who can throw innings. Like, it just happens all the time. And it coincides with this news that just came today that they're going to extend the maximum number of pitchers allowed on the roster of 14. That was supposed to end on the 2nd of May. Man, it was supposed to be about short spring training. And, you know, so a part of the expanded roster, they cut the roster back to 26 and 14 pitchers. But they extended it for all of May. Now it's extended until June 19th. It creates a roster crunch for position players. It creates one less spot for a position player because they're allowing 14 pitchers. And for a lot of teams, that means 10 relievers, at least 9 relievers. But some of them do 10 relievers for a while, and they shuffle it in and out based on the schedule and being able to do it. It's just it's too many damn pitchers, man.
Well, so what's the solution? Because pitchers aren't good. Starters aren't going deeper into games. We know that. You know, you could legislate it. You could say, you could go the other way and say maximum number of pitchers allowed on a roster.
12.
And position players not allowed to pitch. Like, you if you did the double barrel, you would have pitchers staying in the games longer, whether it was starters or you would, like, the Alec Mills role, right? Like the long relief role, the guy who can come in and throw 40 to 70 pitches. Like, every team would probably try to employ two of those guys for crazy games like that. Like, we don't care about your stats. We don't care about your ERA. When we need you to wear one, positively or negatively, that's just your job on this team. Here's a few million dollars. Like, not a bad gig if you can get it. Like, you right. could legislate it that way, but I don't think that the players' union would love a scenario where guys are forced to throw more innings because of how much of a chance there is for injury.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I think it's a complicated situation because here we are with even more pitchers, and still position players are pitching like crazy. Like,
based on how the rules are now, though, it is the right thing to do.
Oh, for sure.
With so many games and so few days because of the compressed schedule, like, there's no reason to throw worthwhile relief pitchers. Like, put a shortstop out there. Let them throw 40 miles an hour.
I think a maximum of 12 pitchers on a Major League Baseball roster, you know, if you are really trying to reinstill some of the things that are dying from the game, if you do want to extend the starting pitcher outing, if you do want relievers to be able to face guys from both sides, which is part of the idea with the three batter rule. Like, if you really do want that, there are people out there who like the idea of a maximum number of pitchers at like 12. 13 is usually where people go when they can max out. Right now, being able to max out at 14, everybody's like, yep, sign me up. Sign me up. And that means if for certain teams, you end up with a crazy crunch and you end up with a Jake Berger situation where you're like, well, who goes down when Luis Robert comes back? Probably Jake Berger. And if it's not Jake Berger, then you got to think about who, Leury Garcia. No, you're paying him and his versatility is actually a plus. Is it Gavin Sheets? Tony loves his handedness. He's probably not going to send down a lefty outfielder like Gavin Sheets. If you had that extra spot and the pitchers were back minimized to 13, then you could have more of the bats that you need to generate offense. And the offense is what's needed. So I think it's going to end up being part
offense
of it.
And the more that pitchers have to not go max velocity, in theory, their stuff gets a little worse, and that also would generate offense.
Correct.
Right. It works in both directions. I will say I don't know if there is, you know, much of a likelihood of starting pitchers going deeper into games. Like I think that you could easily see more bullpen games, more openers, more guys throwing two or three innings a couple of times a week.
You think the third time through the lineup strategy and the data that it provides is
correct.
Here to stay. That's
correct.
That's
the math won. It's like the three-pointer in basketball. Like, it is not going away. Yeah. In basketball, you'd have to push back the three-point line 3 or 4 feet, right? It'd have to be a drastic change to have there be less three-point attempts per game. I think you'd have to do something, like, very, very drastic to the fundamental, like, essence of how the diamond is configured to have starting pitchers that are not marquee elite caliber guys going deeper into games, because the data is just there.
The data is there, and now the strategy dictated by the data is completely and utterly ingrained in the way that these guys prepare, the way they game plan, the way they work out and ready themselves. So yeah, that ship probably has unfortunately sailed. I will say this, it'll be a small part of it, but I think 7-inning doubleheaders are going to come back next year as part of a elimination of some innings. Every once in a while it gets eliminate those innings.
Very, very small.
Yep.
That's a Band-Aid.
Nobody said my sport was smart, Danny. Nobody did.
No, but I mean, but what I'm saying is that even if you were really smart, I think that this is a product of the pitchers getting too good. And the data being too finely tuned. I don't know that this is a product of stupidity. I think this is just a product of how damn good they are, honestly, and how much of an understanding they have what happens to those pitchers when you get to see them a third time in a game, that it's just, you're not unringing that bell. Like, that is just a classic example. Every sport has them. As we get smarter, we have more analytics, we have more statistics. The goal is to win. But it is in conflict with the watchability of the product.
Right.
You know, and so, but the guys that are making the managerial decisions and the front office decisions are going to try to win. So they are ultimately going to continue to try to do that. I don't think you can unring that bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.